were probably very familiar with the whistling kite or the black kite. Maybe you've also seen sea eagles swooping low over the coast. There is another bird of prey that you're being encouraged to look for because it's Australia's rarest. The Kimberley is one of the few places that you can still find the mysterious red goshawk. The birds need a huge area of intact bushland to hunt and survive, so their population is dwindling. Research is underway by the Australian Wildlife Conservancy to monitor the red goshawk. Recently, four birds in the Northern Territory and Cape York were fitted with tiny satellite trackers. AWC, which has properties at Mornington and Charnley, is hopeful bird watchers can tell them about sightings in the Kimberley. Senior ecologist Dr. Richard Seaton says they're very special birds.
It's a large rufous brown bird of prey. Got a slight crest on its head. It's streaked across the belly. It's got these massive yellow feet that it uses to tackle its prey. So it's an incredibly striking looking bird of prey, and you'll often see it perched in the low branches under open eucalypt woodland. It's a spectacular beast.
Looking close up at its feathers, it's got the most beautiful markings.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, which it uses to camouflage itself so it can surprise hunt on its prey. They're actually a bird hunting raptor, so they eat 90% birds, particularly focus on parrots. So, yeah, they have to, dispatch their prey pretty quickly. So, yeah, they've got these huge feet and talons that they use to grapple with their prey, and particularly parrots, which, as you can imagine, have got quite a bite on them themselves.
The red goshawk used to be widespread across much of Australia, but its range has really shrunk. What's happened to the red goshawk in recent years, Dr. Seaton?
Yeah, you're right. It's declined dramatically. It used to occur all the way from Sydney up the east coast into northern Australia and across the top end through into the Kimberley. But in recent decades, we've recorded a dramatic decline. They're considered extinct now in New South Wales, and they appear to have gone the same way in southeast Queensland. And we actually don't know of any nesting pairs south of Cape York in Queensland currently. And in terms of their status across the top end, I'd argue that we don't really have a good handle on the numbers of nesting pairs currently occurring, especially in remote areas like the Kimberley. They're a very difficult bird to find. They're a very secretive bird, and they naturally occur at low densities, being such a large bird of prey at the top of the food chain. But what we do know is that habitat loss, clearance, and habitat degradation has a large impact. They simply don't have the habitat over large areas necessary to successfully breed and survive.
You're tracking some of these red goshawks with little solar-powered tracking devices. Tell me where you've put these devices on and what they are telling you about the bird's range currently.
Yeah, there's been an amazing increase in the development of this technology in the last few years, and now you can get these tiny little transmitters that are just a few grams, size of a matchbox or something like that, even smaller actually in this case. They're solar powered. And we make a little backpack for them out of a Teflon harness that gets fitted so it sits nice and snugly on the back of the bird. And that sends back a GPS location via satellites to our computers so we can track the movements on quite a fine scale of where these birds are going and what they're doing, so we can get a better handle on what their requirements are out in the environment, so we can look at managing that habitat better for them.
So is it possible that there might be red goshawks still living in the Kimberley?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're lucky that, you know, I work for the Australian Wildlife Conservancy, and that we've got a few sanctuaries across the top end where red goshawks occur. and Mornington Sanctuary. We know the birds occur there, and we have, you know, through our networks, we have information suggesting that there are a few birds nesting through the Kimberley, but those records, the details of those records, haven't filtered through yet. There's a it's been such a rare, such an amazing bird. People are often a little bit reluctant to share information on where these birds are specifically nesting. We've got this research project going. We've partnered with Queensland Government, with Rio Tinto and the University of Queensland. And there's a PhD student, Chris McColl, has just started working on the project, and he's taken over this research, and he's actively seeking out information on where these birds are nesting, and he's requesting people to submit sightings of birds, particularly of nesting locations. And yeah, there's a real focus at the moment to try and find birds in the Kimberley, being such a special remote place. We're very keen to understand why the birds are remaining in places like the Kimberley, what numbers they're in, and why they're not occurring, say, down in southeast Queensland, what the different fundamental differences are. So it's important that we get a better handle on what's happening up there.
It's extraordinary, isn't it, that for such a massive bird of prey, so little is known and it's so hard to find. So it makes this research work and the tagging work so vital to better understand this beautiful bird of prey.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bird that only occurs in Australia. It's Australia's rarest bird of prey. And, you know, it's the kind of bird that we could lose. We have lost from large areas of Australia already without a lot of people noticing. But I would argue, you know, being a bird of prey person and somebody that that loves nature and works in that field, that to lose this kind of magnificent species from Australia would be very sad. So, you know, we're hoping this research can turn the situation around and help us conserve them across the country.
Is there anything the public can do to help this research and the work that AWC is doing?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. As I said, we're very keen to get a better understanding of how these birds are faring up in the Kimberley. So any sightings of red goshawk that people have, particularly of nests, we would love to hear of them. Probably the best place to get in contact with, best place to send those sightings would be to info@australianwildlife.org, if it was possible.
Rich, you mentioned you're a bird of prey man. When did you first hear about the red goshawk?
Oh, would probably be about 20 years ago now. I emigrated from the UK to New Zealand about 20 years ago before coming over to Australia. And I remember a fellow birdo telling me in a cafe years ago, dear, that he'd come back from Australia and he'd finally seen this red goshawk. And I went back home and grabbed my books on Australia's birds of prey and started looking at this bird and thought, okay, yeah, this is something that I need to see. And yeah, lo and behold, 20 years later, find myself researching them.
That's Senior Ecologist with the Australian Wildlife Conservancy, Dr. Richard Seaton. And hoping that you can help the research by reporting sightings of the red goshawk, info@australianwildlife.org is the email address. And as you can tell, he's really hopeful of finding out more about the spread and the range of this beautiful but very rare bird of prey.